ringing in our head the rest of the night.
All right, we'll call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is to let everyone know that we are adopting a slightly different mask policy this evening. We're going to be following what is informally known as the restaurant rule, which is that if you are seated and stationary and you are at least 6 feet from someone else, you do not need to wear your mask, although you are welcome to wear your mask. If you move around, if you get up, come to the podium or whatever, please wear your mask. When you get to the podium, if you wish to remove it to speak, you are certainly welcome to do so, and then you will put it back on, go back to your seat, where you can take it back off if you like. So that's the latest and greatest on the masks. And with that, we'll entertain an approval of the agenda. Any changes to the agenda this evening?
There are no changes, Chairman.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the July 9 and the July 23rd 2020 meetings. Any changes, corrections?
There was a minor change to both. We inserted a line to note that staff had called in during the meeting to test the audio systems. Other than that, they are as circulated.
Okay, very good.
Make a motion to approve the amendments as adjusted, as corrected.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the July 9 and July 23rd, 2020 meetings as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 2214, Anthony Provella and Harold E. Dukes, Jr.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2214 for Anthony Cavilla and Harold E. Dukes for a food truck based on information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, this is an application to allow a food truck or trailer serving pizza to be located on a property owned by the applicants. Two, the site is zoned C1, general commercial, which permits various uses that are more intensive than what is purposed here, including full-scale restaurants. The use of the food truck location is consistent with the underlying C1 zoning. Three, the food truck will serve residents of the community, people on the nearby bike trail, and patrons to the nearby Revolution Brewing Company. Four, the use will not be adversely affecting neighboring properties, the community, or area roadways. Five, no party spoke in opposition of this application. Six, this recommendation is based on the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a mobile or temporary food and beverage vendor. When not in continuous operation, it must be removed from the site and must not become permanently located on the site. B, the use shall comply with all setbacks and parking requirements. C, the application shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including entrances from Route 1. D, any trash containers associated with the use shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. E, the use shall comply with any requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department regarding wastewater and grease discharges. F, the hours of operation shall be from 11 to 7 p.m. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. G, any dumpsters associated with the use shall be screened from the viewing of the neighbors' properties and roadways. H, the final site plan for this use shall be subject to the review and the approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Just one comment on that, Mr. Mears, and I realize this is a typographical error. On condition C, if you would just delete that reference from Route 1, because it should be the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including entrances.
So moved.
Thanks. A second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2214, Anthony Crivella and Harold E. Dukes Jr. for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2216, Kenneth Dominic Alton Drummond.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2216 for Kenneth Dominic Alton Drummond for a home remodeling and repair service with office, storage of materials, and equipment storage based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed location is appropriate for a business such as this. It is a 6.34-acre parcel surrounded by farmland and woods. The buildings associated with this use are approximately 1,000 feet from the roadway. Two, the use will not have an adverse impact on adjacent or neighboring properties, roadways, or the community in general. Three, the applicant has planted approximately 80 trees on the property to act as a screen from other properties in the area. Four, the site is in a low-density area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, and this type of low-impact use is appropriate in the area according to the plan. Five, the applicant testified that he will continue to reside on the property while the business is operating. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to home remodeling and home construction services with light material storage associated with that use. Maintenance and repair of the business's equipment shall be permitted to occur on the site. An office for the business only with a residence for the business manager or senior employee shall also be permitted. No other business shall be conducted from the site, and no retail sales shall be permitted on the site. B, as stated by the applicant, all construction materials will be stored indoors. C, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance and roadway improvements that are directed by DLDOT. D, no outside repairs or maintenance of vehicles or equipment associated with the use shall occur on the site. E, all dumpsters, storage bins, and stockpile locations shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, the site shall be fenced and gated. G, one indirectly lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. H, all security lights shall be fully screened and downward so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or adjacent roadways. I, the hours of operation shall be between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any Sunday hours of operation. J, there shall not be any dumping on the site. All dumpsters associated with the use shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways and shall be located at least 50 feet from the property boundaries. K, the final site plan shall clearly show all loading and storage areas and areas for vehicle parking and equipment storage, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. These areas shall be screened and shall be at least 50 feet from the property boundaries. L, all required screening or buffering shall be shown on the final site plan. M, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for the termination of this conditional use. And N, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2216, Kenneth Dominic Alton Drummond, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2233, Brothers Landscaping LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2233 for Brothers Landscaping LLC for a landscaping business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located on a 5-acre parcel among other large parcels of land. It is an appropriate location for this limited type of use. Two, the site is located within a low density area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This low impact type of use is appropriate within this area. Three, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. The use of the property as a landscaping business is consistent with the underlying agricultural zoning of the property. Four, the use will not adversely affect area roadways or neighboring properties. Five, the applicant has stated that his landscaping company provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residents and businesses. This intended use is of a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Six, Two people spoke in favor of the application, including one of the neighboring property owners. Seven, no party spoke in opposition of this application. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this use shall be limited to a landscaping company. B, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes the shredding or grinding of any materials and also includes the dyeing of mulch or similar materials. C, as stated by the applicant, there shall not be any retail sales occurring from the site. D, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 6 a.m. through 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any Sunday hours. The applicant shall be able to operate beyond these hours on an as-needed basis for limited situations such as snow removal, storm damage cleanup, and similar events. F, there shall not be any dumping of trees, branches, grass, or other debris on the site. G, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. H, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. I, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle and equipment storage and parking, and those areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking or storage within the property setbacks. J, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. K, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll second.
The moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2233, Brothers Landscaping LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1918, Mark A. Casey.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1918 for Mr. Mark A. Casey to downzone his parcel of land from MR Medium Density Residential District to the AR1 Agriculture District based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is requesting this rezoning so that the property can be used for aquaculture. This use is permitted in the proposed AR1 district and it is not permitted in the MR district. Two, this downsizing from MR to AR1 with the AR1 zoning, less intensive use will be permitted on the property. Three, the proposed agriculture use is a benefit to the residents and the visitor to Sussex County as well as the county environment. The applicant works with the Center of Inland Bays and the University of Delaware to improve the quality of county waterways through the agriculture that will be performed on this property and on the nearby waterways. Four, the use will also support aquaculture farmers in Rehoboth Bay by providing a location for an oyster seeding program. Five, AR1 zoning is appropriate zoning classification in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Six, the downsizing to AR1 will have a positive effect on nearby roadways and area properties. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1918, Mark A. Casey, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you.